Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sleeping.
Jason. Yeah. Try to stay awake. Babe, there's a lot going on.
Okay.
You don't want to miss anything. obviously, we told everyone this will be a mega podcast.
Mega.
Because we're talking more about Arizona football. Clearly, there was a huge thing that happened today. And also, the Arizona men's basketball game against USC happens on Wednesday. So... these two things are connected, by the way, because we do believe, if you haven't heard, we'll start with Arizona football has a new head coach, Brent Brennan from San Jose, was officially signed, sealed, delivered today. And we do believe he will be trotted out at the Arizona basketball game for everyone to cheer very loudly for him. So that'll be kind of cool.
So, we, in the podcast yesterday or the previous podcast, we went over the process and pretty much told you guys it would be Brennan, but we didn't want to go into details.
Without contract being signed picture.
You never know if Robbins is going to wake up and decide to hire himself. This morning, your boy, Mr. Plane Tracker, is my nickname back in the Go AZ Cats, Kevin O'Neill days.
Some old school days.
Found the plane. Someone sent me actually a link. I didn't have to do it on my own for once.
You're so famous now that people are doing the work for you.
Thank you to whoever that was. I don't want to name them just because I don't know if they want to be named. But they sent me the tale. And I mean, I knew it was pretty much... we knew it was Brent Brennan last night.
You we did.
You don't offer a contract without a guy accepting. You don't get to that point. And so Dave Hickey flew out, got the contract signed, and the rest was kind of history. He flew back to Tucson.
With Dave.
I was there. The band was there. His wife was there. There was a San Jose State staffer there. I'm trying to figure out who it was. I don't know yet. Hopefully I'll know tomorrow. It was a staffer, not a coach. It's probably a director of ops or recruiting guy or something like that. A few cool notes just about that. So we have yet to talk to Brent Brennan. His press conference is Wednesday at noon. And then hopefully we can sit down with him later in the week. He's a very busy man. So we're going to kind of take you through that process. He comes to campus. The band's playing. Humberto Lopez is there. If you don't know who Humberto is, he has a lot of money and he helps contracts and money and that stuff. And he had a very large smile on his face.
He was thrilled.
Brennan's wife, Courtney, is a graduate from Arizona.
Woohoo!
From what I understand, she is a diehard basketball fan. She absolutely knew the words to Bear Down.
She better.
And was singing them. She brought Brent over to the John Button Salmon statue. Mm-hmm. She touched it on her way into the little Stevens.
She
tapped it, which is something that not everyone knows you do. If you're a football, like, he'll do it. Wildcat walk and all that. And his brother was there, Brad Brennan, who played...
Which was not planned.
So it's kind of funny, without going into too many details, for work, he happened to be in Tucson when he got a call from his brother that he was becoming the next Arizona head coach. So now he gets to be in Tucson and watch all of this play out. He was wearing all Arizona gear, and he was absolutely psyched walking in with his brother.
And this is the brother that played football at Arizona?
Yes. So yeah. Very cool. You know, look, every coach fakes it, right? But
as we saw today,
I think
from
that
Washington.
I think that it was very genuine what I saw him walking in. Huge smile. Courtney, supposedly, I've been told, a lot of people are reaching out today and telling me how great Brent Brennan is. He is very well known on campus by alumni. There are people that are still around program, the football program, the basketball program, the athletic department that went to school with Brent Brennan. As good as Jed Fish did here, it almost feels like Brent should have been the hire the first time.
That's what my dad said. He's like, why didn't we hire him 3 years ago?
We wouldn't be going through this again. Like, I've heard that his camp, him and his wife were, especially his wife, were very emotional when they got turned down. They wanted this job. This was very important to Courtney especially. So they are legitimately happy. And I got a bunch of texts from people that know him. You know, I'll read one of them because I'm not going to name names, so I think I can get away with it, right? The one I sent you earlier. Wife is cool. I got close to him when I was there, does everything the right way. Everyone on staff loves him. Every player he's ever coached loves him. Everyone he's ever worked with in the athletic department loved him. Normal dude, no ego at all. In terms of personality, literally take the opposite of Jed Fish, and that's what you get with Brent Brennan. So... after that, he kisses babies and all that. He goes into the players' meeting. And shout out Wildcat Authority, who asked me how the meeting was going before the meeting even started. I was getting texts and DMs, sure, how was the meeting, to the point where I joked that I was in the vent, just give me a couple minutes. I love the enthusiasm. So there are multiple parents of players that I am close to and that I talk to quite a bit. And I get my first text from one parent of a, I don't want to say prominent player, that might give it away, but a player that plays, not just a random dude. How about that? And the text said, blank said, Dad, I didn't think I would say this. Brennan is a great guy. He truly cares. He sounds like he would literally adopt us all. That's what one player said. Another one said, my son texted me and said, I'm not going anywhere after this one. I talked to a early enrollee. They said he seemed very honest, very cool. I talked to another early enrollee who basically had told me that things were very murky and said he said all the right things and he was impressive. It's just a matter of now getting to know him. In terms of getting to know him, Brennan at the meeting said, it's very busy today. It's crazy. My goal is to sit down with you guys in the next 48 hours and meet with every single one of you.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
It's pretty
impressive. You know what that's called? I just want to throw that out there.
Leadership.
That's called leadership. Shocking.
Not a lot of guys will do that. Sometimes they'll do position. Sometimes a coach will come in and be like, I'm going to meet with Noah. I'm going to meet with T-Mac. I'm going to meet with five other guys.
Priority.
Whatever happens to you guys, whatever. As you guys saw, Jenna Fink, local newscaster, had the video of the golf cart with Dave Hickey, Erica Barnes, Noah Fifita, and
Courtney.
They
were in the back.
I know someone that was at all the shenanigans tonight and all that. And they got there at 3:30 and they texted me that they were home and that was about at 9:00. And it was someone that is close to the players as well. So this has been a long night for these guys, but no, Brent Brennan is very aware of who to talk to and when to talk to him, and already building the relationships with the players that he should be building with. Now, as of I've warned, I am not saying these guys will stay. Let's get that out of the way.
They can be impressed.
Dennis Dodd, who I respect highly, had a report that Noah and T-Mac are staying. I'm not ready to say that. They had their podcast that recorded before it was the Brennan hire. They said, let it sit out. I can tell you right now, like, people forget. Like, I had a dad reach out to me and said that his kid is getting multiple calls from schools. Not a major contributor, right? It is sharks in the water. I would say that any player that was decently rated out of high school, whether they have played a snap or not, has gotten a call from another school in the last 24 to 48 hours. Brennan's job is to calm the waters for now. I think he did a very good job of that today, but that doesn't mean that we're going to wake up tomorrow and a kid's going to enter the portal and we're going to be like, oh crap. I think the key to this whole process, and again, I want to be clear, no matter what these kids decide to do, don't blame the kids.
No.
They were put in this position by Jed. I don't want to even talk about Jed very much, but this isn't on them. Whatever they decide to do, like Ephesians Prysock entered the portal today. I'll never say anything bad about Ephesians Prysock. Great kid. Wherever he goes, wish him the best of luck. No matter who on the team decides to transfer, same thing. So I don't want to put too much pressure on someone, but it does sound like if Noah Fifita stays, the majority of this team will stay. If Noah Fifita goes, it could get a little ugly.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm just going to put it out there. But again, if Noah chooses to leave, it's probably for a good reason. And if he chooses to stay, it's probably for a good reason. But know that Brennan and the collective and all that are very well aware of the importance of these guys and have already started to work. The collective was working before it was Brennan.
Yeah, they started working 48 hours ago.
But that was not a coincidence that Noah Fifita was put on a golf cart with Courtney, who everyone loves, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a coincidence.
It's that mom power.
So, you know, that's pretty much what happened today in terms of Brennan. I know everyone wants to know the assistants. I'm going to be very clear. I have no idea.
It's been a little bit quiet.
I will dig into that on Wednesday. Look, even Jed, like, we didn't know what assistants were coming with Jed until 24 hours later or whatever it was. I don't know. Will there be assistants at the press conference? I'm not sure. I could see there absolutely. My guess is there's going to be an ops or a personnel guy or something like that. We'll see. It also depends on, you know, there could be, we don't know. Like, there could be, does Brent Brennan want to bring in John Richardson, who has yet to be introduced at Washington? Brennan Carroll has yet to be introduced at Washington, which is very interesting.
Hmm.
And who's the other one? Kevin Cummings has yet to be.
Not the full splashy, right. Like, so, Twitter intro.
I don't think Carroll has any chance of coming back to staff. I'm assuming that Brent Brennan and Cummings will have conversations because they're, like, if you look at Cummings' likes on Twitter, he has liked multiple things as of now about Brent Brennan. Like, he has a lot of respect for Brent Brennan. The biggest issue, I think, with that is going to be title and responsibility and probably money. Washington last year, Shelby, paid their wide receiver coach about $800,000.
Yep.
Jed Fish was given $8 million for his staff, and today at his press conference said, there really is an assistant that we can't afford. So if it comes down to money, and I don't know if it will, if it comes down to money, it's not looking good for Arizona, probably. If it comes down to role, maybe Arizona can land Cummings. Is Cummings the make or break for Noah Fifita and T-Mac and those guys? I do not think so. Would it help? Of course it would help. In terms of defensive staff, I believe, based off what I've heard, that Dwayne Aquina will be joining the staff in some capacity. I do not think it is defensive coordinator. I don't know, though. It could be.
That's not usually his MO.
I'm not sure he wants that whole responsibility. If he is defensive coordinator, it's probably going to be a co of some sort. Keep in mind that San Jose State's current defensive coordinator, Derek Odom, has a very good reputation. I've heard from a few high school coaches tonight that have said they are very impressed with Odom. He's an aggressive defensive coordinator. He will blitz different looks.
Oh, love it.
Things like that, which we'll get into if he's the guy. My guess is he interviews for the San Jose State job. That's another thing that I think is going to impact San Jose State, the state system in California, as we know, my sister is a teacher there. It's a shit show. They have a law, a rule, whatever you want to call it, that you have to wait 14 days right now to make a hire. The athletic department at San Jose State is likely going to go to the state system and say there's no way in hell we can wait 14 days to hire a football coach. Supposedly at the meeting today between the San Jose State AD, who I've heard is awesome, and the team, he said, give me a week and I'll have you a hire. We're confident we can have it in a week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I would assume multiple San Jose State assistants interview. Alonzo Carter, the running backs coach. I wouldn't expect Arizona to hire a running backs coach until they know the status of Alonzo Carter, because if Alonzo Carter is not going to get the head coaching job, he's coming to Arizona. Same with Derek Odom. You know, if he doesn't get the San Jose State coaching job, maybe you find a way. So it's important to get a staff, but at the same time, you know, Brennan is a loyal guy. A lot of these guys have been with him on staff before. And so, you know, if you got to wait a few days, you say, look, just give me a week. Remember, like, the transfer portal still has 30 days.
Right.
And you only have to enter. So in that regard, you know, I've heard the Johnny Nansen stuff. I believe he had an offer or has an offer. I would still be surprised at the end of the day if he took it. Number one, Texas is paying him a nice salary, obviously. Number two, he's still the guy that got passed over for the guy they hired.
Yeah, that's like a really tough thing to swallow.
Yeah, like, hey, come work. And part of it also is when you are a new coach and you know that a lot of players wanted another guy.
It's hard.
And you bring that guy in, you're kind of challenging the dynamics of your team and hoping that you're a good enough head coach to not split this team up. And Johnny Nansen and Brett Brennan do not have a relationship. So there has to be a very quick trust. I would be surprised, and I don't think this is Brennan's choice. I think it's going to be more of a mutual thing. I would be surprised if Nansen comes. I'm not saying it's impossible, but my guess is you'll see someone else. But, I mean, the staff is obviously important. There's guys on that staff I like quite a bit, but there's also some decisions that are probably going to have to be made. If Odom doesn't go and stay at San Jose State, do you bring him in as the corners coach? But they have Chip Viney as the corners coach too, who's awesome. Their O-line coach, I've heard nice things, is Josh Oglesby. Do you keep him? The defensive line coach is, he's coached for ASU in 2016. It didn't go very well on both parties. Does Brennan make a change there? I do think he'll bring in some new blood at Arizona. Kevin McGivin is another one that I think has a very good chance to come to Arizona. So I do think there'll be some new blood, but I would expect a lot of his current staff to come. It depends, again, on the San Jose State head coaching job. So that's where everything stands in terms of staff and all that. He'll be introduced. Portal movement could be at any time. But again, like, I think it'll be minimal until Noah, Fifita, and T-Mac and the Polynesians really make their
the Polynesian
their
faction.
I do know that I talked to kids that were basically, I'm 1 foot out the door. And now they're more of, okay, I'm going to give this guy a chance and let's see what happens. And I listened to him. He said, give me some time and I'm going to give him some time.
Which is amazing. Like, how the turntables have turned. It's like been exhausting. For everyone, especially sure. Jason, I don't think you've slept in like 2 days.
I'll throw some heat out there too.
Ooh, I love heat. Let's do it.
Hopefully Shelby doesn't drop too many F-bombs. I can confirm that there is a Arizona commit / early enrollee that has heard quite a bit from Jed Fish already. And Brennan found out, and it's kind of... oh, no, I think you should stay. And Jed's saying, I think you should come with me. And it's going to get very interesting here over the next 72 hours, probably.
Hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see. Technically his first recruiting battle, in a way.
Interesting.
But, yeah, in terms of the actual hire of Brett Brennan, I like it. And I wasn't necessarily, he wasn't necessarily my top guy. I'm a little weird. I like young 30-year-old coordinators. That's where I always want to look, like whenever someone asks me. But, you know, I think he won me over today, and I think he's going to knock it out of the park tomorrow. But the whole caring about Arizona, I think Rich Rod liked Arizona. I don't know if he loved Arizona. Kevin Sumlin didn't give a shit about Arizona. And Jed Fish never really fell in love with Arizona.
Jed Fish is a sociopath.
Okay. Brent Brennan very clearly loves Tucson, Arizona, and the university. Very, very genuinely, clearly loves it. I had someone text me and go, Shear, as long as he's successful, I seriously think there's a good chance he's just going to retire in Tucson.
Well, he was at San Jose for 13 years.
Well, he went back and forth.
He went back and forth, but total time. And, I mean, I'm still bruised. I'm going to be honest. I think a lot of people are still bruised. However, what everyone saw today was pretty awesome and refreshing. And, you know, let's see how certain chess pieces move around in the next week. And then, I mean, really the proof is in the pudding. It's going to be work. And I hope that everyone's willing to give grace. I mean, year one is never, very rarely, I'll say never, not say never, but very rarely is like easy and or, you know, pretty. A lot of times year one's brutal. I don't necessarily expect that. My dad asked me today, he just said, is this a good hire? And I said, yeah, he's solid. And that was before he even showed up and, you know, saying bear down and all that fun stuff. And he said, okay, cool, I'm going to buy season tickets. So when those come available, let me know. So, I mean, it definitely was a little bit of a healing balm today, just seeing the enthusiasm, like Dave's smile in that picture. And I think somebody like zoomed in on the contract, like from the picture. I feel like that page was purposely like exposed, like literally showing a piece of his contract. That's kind of interesting. But I mean, I'm pleasantly surprised by Dave's pretty quick turnaround. And it helps that he'd already vetted Brennan 3 years ago. So it kind of made things probably a little easier for him as far as not having to do the whole national search thing and spend money with the search company and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, we'll see. But it's promising. It's exciting. And I like that he has so many ties to Tucson. The only thing that's, I mean, just personally, I'm just being a little meh. And after this year, it doesn't matter. But didn't he go to UCLA?
Yeah, but I don't think it's a big thing to worry about.
It was like
about
a long time ago. Clearly.
It would be very Arizona, but I don't.
He's from California originally. Yeah, but so
at the end of the day, you do what your wife says.
And that is true.
That I actually gave credit to the UWAD today because his first thing was, we didn't even offer Jed the job. We offered Amber the job. And everyone laughed. It's not a joke. Like, Brielle was asking me earlier, like, why is the wife so important? And I said, Oh, Brielle. I go, you
one
like.
One day, honey.
Like, when Rich Rod interviewed for South Carolina with Ray Tanner, the AD, he said something and Rita didn't like it. And they left. Rita said, we're not taking that job. And Rich Rod goes, you got it, honey.
Yep.
And if Courtney said, we're not taking Arizona, you don't take it. If Amber said, Jed, we're not going to Washington, Jed would not have gone to Washington. If you don't win the wife,
you're not going to have a happy life.
Damn.
Boom. Done. Well, everybody knows that, you know, Lute Olson was going to leave. And he went home. I guess he'd interviewed wherever he went. Someone, you know, Greg Hansen, if you're listening, I'm sure you know the answer to this. Sorry. But he was literally like gonna leave, and he came home, and Bobby was like, "Nope," and that's pretty much why Lute stayed. So, a lot of the things that Bobby did were amazing. But the coach's wife is important too, and there's a lot of behind the scenes things, like the first lady of, you know, Arizona football. But there's a lot of things that the first lady does for the program that's like not credited. And just showing up, being supportive, but a lot of the stuff that they do for the players throughout the year. So it's exciting. And I mean, we've heard that, Jason said that Chelsea is a huge Arizona basketball fan. Courtney. To the point, I'm sorry, I don't always say Chelsea. Courtney is a huge basketball fan. And to the point of like, where it sounds like she's like me, like just potentially
like a fan,
like a crazy out of control fan. So she might have to rein it in a little bit, which is very, very hard to do, especially when people are watching you. Yeah, so it's exciting. New change in 2024. I don't think this was on anyone's bingo card necessarily, but I think it's going to work out.
We'll do another presser, another podcast tomorrow night, a late one.
Because of the basketball game.
And we'll review the Brennan
presser.
And then we have a UCLA preview on Friday. And I may never sleep again, Shelby.
Yeah, it's very fun. Well, speaking of the basketball, we're going to pivot to basketball here. USC coming to town, LA Schools. We don't have questions. We're just freestyling.
Yeah, so we asked the same questions. What type of team is USC? I'm just going to – you don't remember the questions. I have a photographic memory.
It's called didactic.
Yeah, whatever. Fotografita. Anyway, so I don't know if you noticed this, Shelby, but the spread came out.
Yeah.
And it now the spread on KenPom is – the spread's 17 damn points. That's a lot. It's
mucho.
Isaiah Collier, as we know, is out. I have heard through the USC grapevine that Boogie Ellis is probably going to try to warm up, but he is doubtful. If you do not have Isaiah Collier and Boogie Ellis, their lineup would basically be Kobe Johnson at the point, Bronny James, DJ Robin, Harrison Hornery, and Big Vincent, or Joshua Morgan, and that is a terrible lineup. That lineup cannot score. So I can tell you that I can use the look, they're 73 in KenPom. They're 69th on offense. They're 83rd on defense. Their defense is pretty solid. They play a little faster than they normally do. They shoot pretty well. They don't do anything really good. They shoot the three ball at a pretty good percentage. They're averaging their attempts. They're actually a better passing team than they've been. Their three-point defense is awful. Their two-point defense is average. Their two-point themselves is average. You know, they're very big. But when you're taking Isaiah Collier off their team, I mean, he makes that team go. And then when you add Boogie Ellis, there's just no points available. Like, you're basically going to have to ask for guys to go off. And even with Boogie, what happens is he becomes the focal point of the opposing defense, and that makes it very difficult. Let me just ask myself the questions.
No.
Do you remember? What do you usually ask me?
So, a frequent question is, what matchup intrigues you the most?
Yeah, that's a good
question. I mean, is that a good question, and or is it even a functional question when two people are off?
Let's just assume, if we're assuming that Boogie and Collier are out, in my breakdown, I'll probably write Boogie in. But even then, I think really the matchup is going to wind up being Pell on Kobe Johnson. But again, like, it's tough because if Kobe's your point guard, Bronny James, are you putting Kylan Boswell on Kobe? Kobe's six, so Kobe's a big dude, but he doesn't score a lot. It's tough.
It's really weird.
Like, it's a weird thing. Like, is my matchup of the game freaking Keyshawn Johnson versus Harrison Hornery? Like, what? Bronny James versus ESPN is probably.
Oh, yeah. Tell everybody hilarious. Who the lineup
is. Jay Billis, Dave Pasch, and Myron Medcalf. We get a sideline guy all because of Bronny, not because this is some huge game. It's absolutely hilarious. The real matchup is whoever, Kobe Johnson versus whoever.
Okay.
I mean, because if you're not having Collier and Boogie Ellis, then Kobe Johnson versus whoever is your matchup, because Kobe's going to need to play really well in order for them to win. When you go back to the to the Colorado game, which is the last game they played, the 13th. And you take a look at who played, you know, same lineup without those guys. They only lost to Colorado by 10, but DJ Rodman had 10, Kobe had 10, Vince had 10, and Ozias Sellers had 18. Ozias Sellers is not an 18-point score, right? Like, Bronny didn't score. Harrison Hornery didn't score. Ozias Sellers isn't some, like, you know, he's only taken 44 shots all season. He's made 50%. He's shooting pretty good from three, but he's not some dude where you're like, you know, oh shit, it's Ozias Sellers. Like, you should be able to guard him. Yeah, he may get some more minutes, but, like, on the season, for instance, Shelby, he's averaging 5 points a game. And so, you know, he had the 18-point game against Colorado. He hadn't scored 18 points combined in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games before that. And he had 13 points against Auburn. And, I mean, he's had multiple games this season where he's played, like, 10 minutes and gone scoreless. So he was kind of just on against Colorado. He's a good player, but it's like, the only way USC is in this game is A, if Boogie plays, and B, if a guy like Ozias Sellers goes off or Kobe goes off or something like that. Otherwise, it's going to be ugly.
Yeah, I was going to say, is USC have a path to victory? But I feel like that's a moot, or as Joey Tribbiani would say, a moot point at this point with their two best players out.
Yeah, I mean, even if Boogie plays, their path to victory is that Arizona is just not good and someone goes off. But
which is possible. We don't know which version of Arizona is
coming.
Not
at McHale. It's not. That's true. If it was on the
road. Especially
with
the new football coach.
And I don't think that matters Dave. To these guys. But, oh, Dave. Dave's going to really.
They're going to play up for Dave.
Yeah. It's just in Arizona coming off a loss. And I mean, let's just go right into score predictions. Like, I think Arizona's going to win 86 to 70. I'll let them score 70.
I feel like that's 70 might be high.
I think,
for USC.
You know what, 70 is. Let's go 86 68. 86 to 68.
I think, like, if things go horribly wrong and it is in front of Miguel, the ideal situation is if Caleb Love dunks on Bronny James and, like, he gets that moment forever, especially on ESPN in front of Jay Billis. That would be so good. I think it will be 90 to 67.
I thought you were going to go to 69. You usually like to go 69.
I have never
that sounded really bad.
Picked that number, Jason Scheer.
That did not sound good.
It's just a number, right?
I'm so tired.
You are very tired. yeah, so that's basically our basketball preview. Sorry that it was not as thorough as usual, but we're kind of in, like, weird circumstances.
I'll still have the breakdown. I'm going to write that tonight. So,
yeah, we're going to watch the Traitors show that I'm very into right now. And also, just really quick, your mother has been listening to the podcast recently, in particular the last 48 hours. So shout out to Mama Shear.
Mama Shear's been on a rampage.
Mama Shear has been furiosa at Jed Fish. I love it.
Jed Fish is not invited over for Hanukkah dinner this year.
No, not at all. And then I have a couple of coworkers at Town of Marana that are longtime listeners. So shout out to you, John, and to you, Will. Thank you. We don't see each other often, but it's always nice to bump into you.
Met a bunch of people. I'm bad with names.
You are bad with
but
names.
But I met 3-4 people today. Glenn.
You got one.
I think Kevin is the other one. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I don't think the other one told me his name. But thank you very much. And it also embarrasses my daughter when people come
I know. Brielle came home and she's like, ugh, we are recognized today. I was like, well, that's, you live in Tucson, honey. That's just going to happen. So, yeah, that's where we're at. Obviously, things are looking up a little brighter than 2 days ago.
It's going to be a bright
sunshiny day.
Oh, by the way, we should point something out real quick.
Yeah.
Shelby canceled my dentist.
Oh, yeah. Jason had a dentist at 9 a.m. today. He needs a crown, guys. And, like,
I'm basically missing a tooth right
he
now.
He kept being all of, like, oh, my gosh, what if news breaks? And I was like, I'm sure it'll be fine. And last night at, like, 9 o'clock, he's like, you got to cancel that appointment because of Brennan. Like, something's gonna happen. I know the contract's getting signed. So I canceled it, you know, and usually dentist office makes you do 24 hours. So like I had to like, you know, sob story. Right, Jason's now. Very sick right
Hopefully
now.
Hopefully they're not listening.
Sorry. Sorry. We won't say his name on.
At literally 9:02.
Doctor appointment was at 9.
9:02. I get a text and I think Feldman broke it also. The contract signed.
Yeah. So good thing that you weren't in that dentist
Tomorrow
chair.
I have a doctor at 9 a.m., so all bets are off. Who knows
the bad thing is you do still need that crown, and we can't keep canceling this appointment. So
who needs teeth?
We're going to take care of you.
Thanks, honey.
And hopefully everyone's taking care of themselves. And hopefully all of the Wildcat Familia, which I'm going to like try that out because someone said I should try that out. I don't know.
Familia?
Yeah, Familia. I talked about it yesterday. You don't like it?
Not really.
Whatever.
Cállate. Siéntate. I'm so good at Spanish.
You are amazing at Spanish.
I learned Spanish in high school. I still remember.
Just like everyone, and then
my
you
favorite,
forget it.
My favorite Spanish word is cacahuates.
Tell them the little phrase that you always say.
Oh, I can't say that. It's dirty as hell.
Well, if you ever see Jason in public, ask him his favorite phrase to say in Spanish.
Pantalones en fuego.
Mi pantalones en fuego.
Para tú. ¿Por qué mi cacahuatas?
If you speak Spanish, I apologize. It's really, really bad.
Yes.
Anyway.
Mi aparojillo.
It's lo siento, Jason.
Lo siento. Porque.
Yo soy fiesta.
You call me an idiot in
no,
Spanish?
No, I didn't say that.
Lo
anyway.
Siento porque el divorcio.
Until the next time, bear down.
Shelby, has singing Bear Down ever made you cry?
I get a little emotional, like at the ASU game, that in particular, that was kind of fun to do with the band.
When you were giving birth and I said just bear down, you were crying a little bit.
I was so drugged up, I couldn't even tell you what the words were.
That's also the last time you cried. So you're always drugged up during Bear Down, baby.
That's true.
The time has come for drag queens to save the world.
Drag queens save the world.
RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars is back on Paramount Plus, and for the first time ever...
I want you to use your talent for good, for a change.
8 iconic queens are competing for the charity of their choice.
This is how you do drag.
Who will slay forward, win cash for their favorite cause, and a coveted spot in the Drag Race Hall of Fame? RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. New season now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.